Man, Job says, is born to trouble as sparks fly upward. But we don't like it, do we, when trouble or difficulty or affliction come? It's not something that we enjoy very much. Because all of our efforts really are at making things smooth and right and pain-free, and it's part of the human condition. But God, you know, uses affliction and trouble and difficulty to work something in us. And if we are unaware of that, going through that affliction, trouble or difficulty will be profitless to us unless we understand his ways with us. 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, "This light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." That was the scripture that God gave me for my mum towards the latter part of her life. And she was afflicted, but it worked for her a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. We've always got to look, haven't we, at what God is doing in a circumstance or a situation. We're so prone to cry out for deliverance. Get me out of here, I'm a Christian. This is not my portion. God's promised me this, that and the next thing. But you know, we're soldiers as well as saints. And soldiers have to endure hardship. Paul says to Timothy, endure hardship as a good soldier. He also says, no man that wars entangleth himself with things at home. In other words, if you get too focused on what's going on domestically or in your place of work, you're not going to be much use as a soldier. I remember when God spoke to me about this and used that very scripture, because I was getting hung up on something that was happening very close to me. No man that warreth, he says, entangles himself with things at home. So we have to take a higher perspective. We have to step up. We have to look at things from a different place. Instead of looking from the bottom up, we look from the top down. And that is a process. It doesn't come instantly to us. We're not used to looking at anything other than that which is horizontal. And to look from a higher place, it takes some discipline. Because here these things are right under our noses. And they are causing us grief and trouble right where we are. But there is a higher place to look at the whole spectrum of life from. Our times, whether we like it or not, are in his hand. And for the obedient child, there's no good days or bad days, there's only days of grace. Because we're in the favour and the grace of God. And there's a time to submit and there's a time to resist, but we always need to be in that place of submitting to God and resisting the enemy, not getting it the other way round. Resisting God and submitting to the enemy. That is easy to do too. So if you should find in this new year that circumstances for you have not changed at all, I suggest that you change your prayer. From crying to be released, maybe, crying to be healed, perhaps, to what does this mean? What should I do? Because as we change our perspective on things, our position before God changes, and so does our petition. As we move around and see the problem from a different angle, it changes the way that we pray about things. Having been in the healing ministry for many, many years, my desire is always to see people healed straight away. That is the burning desire of my heart. But it doesn't very often happen. What I find is there are things that God wants them to learn, and allowing the affliction is the tool for the learning. We can't escape these things. We can't strategize our way around it. We have to go over these obstacles that God puts in our way. As someone has said, the bumps are what we grow on. So if you're encountering a bump this morning, look up. Ask the Lord to lift you to a higher place and see it from a different perspective, which will change your petition and your position before Him. I really am sorry and grieved in my heart if you are in pain or difficulty today. All I'm asking is, my darling, that you look at it from a different viewpoint as you go into this new year, where there may be little or no change in your circumstance, but there can be a tremendous change in you if you choose to look at it from a different perspective. God bless you.